And I want to start reading at Romans chapter 4, starting reading at verse 13. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Verse 16. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things that, what, be not as though they were. All right, now, this teaching that I'm doing here is, only way I can describe it is a powerhouse, this teaching right here. Amen. Now, you might not realize it yet, because it'll grab you somewhere along the line. But this is a teaching here that absolutely can change your life forever. Because it'll change the way you see not only yourself and your God, but it's the way you'll see your circumstances. And this is what we want to do. Now, I'm calling this Possessing Our Inheritance. That's the series. And this particular teaching today is called All Things Are Yours. That's what it's called.